I am so lucky to have in the studio with me today, farmers, CESA members. It's some of my favorite things about the Valley. So Devon Whitney Deal is here. She's the local hero program manager at CESA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. There's a lot of focus right now on the local harvest and local farmers and how they're working with local restaurants. So can you tell me a little bit about that, Devon?
I can, Joan, and thanks for having me. We are celebrating the Bounty of the Harvest during this month of August and early September. There's so much in the field, as you know, and it's really important that not only customers buy the produce from the farmers, but it's wonderful that we have so many restaurants, 31 restaurants, that are committed to celebrating the harvest and working with farms to bring that harvest to their plate. And having local produce be on the menu, and as well as even local meat and other local products that we have.
Of the things coming out of the field and farm and garden right now, what's your favorite?
Oh, you're going to limit me? Well, I made pesto last night, and I have to tell you, basil. I know it's not much, but like basil, garlic, I eat it on everything. It's fabulous.
I eat tomato, basil, mozzarella salad all summer long, right out of my own garden.
Excellent.
My tomatoes suck, though, so I am relying on the farmers. Devon, if people want to find out what restaurants are serving local produce from our local farmers, is there a place they can go and find that out?
Absolutely. If they go to buylocalfood.org, our homepage, right there, you can click the link for restaurant days and it will connect you with all of the restaurants that are participating. We'll even give you some quick little stories about why local is important to them and who they're purchasing from.
And on that note, you brought some guests.
I did. It's so exciting. At this time of year, we were able to get Dan from Brookfield Farm out of the field to come and talk to you today.
Yeah, I can't believe you were able to, you know, get off your tractor or whatever it is you're doing right now and come in here. It's a busy time for you, isn't it?
Well, you know, I hope it's a busy time for me. My tomatoes do not suck right now, so there's a lot of incredible amount of harvesting going on, and I'm glad to take an hour off. But yeah, we'll go back there this afternoon and pick another 1,000 pounds.
Another 1,000 pounds? I had six tomato plants, and they failed miserably for the first time ever.
Well, it's a good year for tomatoes for me. You never know. Every year can be different. Go ahead and rub it in. Yeah, I was going to actually bring you a bag of nice heirloom tomatoes just to like say hello, but I forgot that. So sorry, that's going to rub it in a little bit more.
But that's like when my sweetheart says, I saw this beautiful ring I knew you would love today. I thought about buying for you, but I didn't.
These are nice. They were like yellow with like a red blush on the bottom.
All right, thanks
really
a lot.
Delicious.
That's enough out of you.
And then we also have with us, Joan, we have Jake Mazar from Wheelhouse Farm Truck. And he's here because his farm truck, they use so much local on the menu of what they serve to customers.
Okay, Jake, first of all, you have to explain what a farm truck is.
Sure. A farm truck is basically a food truck. It's a mobile kitchen that we use to make prepared foods. So we serve tacos using all local ingredients, including all the tortillas are grown, are made using locally grown corn. And then we also do catered events and multi-course meals using all local ingredients.
That's, and probably farm truck. Fabulous tomatoes from Dan.
So many tomatoes. You wouldn't believe it.
So you guys rely on each other. Tell me a little bit about the relationship between the farm truck and the farmer, and how do you interact, and how has this whole thing come to be?
Sure. I mean, we got started because we were working full-time as farmers, farm workers at Brookfield Farm. Dan's a very close friend and a mentor to us. And I think we realized pretty early on that the most delicious way to eat is by eating what's bountiful and fresh and in season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unless a farm has a commercial kitchen, they can't make prepared foods. And so that was where the idea of Wheelhouse came from. And so, you know, all the ingredients we use are from local farms, and a lot of it's from Brookfield.
We were really excited that these guys, Jake and his partner Will, were interested in starting some type of food preparation business. You know, for us as farmers, we produce a lot of food, but we've always had an interest in how people use it, but we never would have the time or the ability to create a restaurant on our own farm, or even, well, generally have time to cook food during the middle of the summer. So when these guys said they wanted to create a food truck using all local ingredients. We thought that that was a niche that really hadn't been done, and just a great thing to be able to get our food out in the community.
Devon Whitney Deal, CISA has been really successful in bringing awareness to local agriculture here in the Valley. The farmers markets are doing incredibly well. There's local food in restaurants everywhere. I know people now look at the strawberries at supermarkets shipped in from California and go, nope, I want the ones from here, the ones from right down the road. So you've been really incredibly successful about raising awareness and actually making things happen. What are CISA's goals now?
Oh, Joan, we've only just begun, really. I mean, we have been very successful, but our job is not done. There are many, many people out there that continue to not enjoy local, and we need to keep convincing people that it is worth the effort to go to a farm stand or go to the farmer's market. Or quite honestly, it would be great if they would ask the superstore, you know, the grocery store, hey, I don't want those strawberries that you have brought in. I want you to buy from the local farmer. Like that right there would be fabulous. If all of your listeners would speak up at the grocery store and convince the management there that buying more local is the right thing to do, we would be so much better off, because our farmers, they have a lot more available that they need to sell. So I appreciate you thinking our job is done, but it really is still just beginning.
Right. That makes sense. So when you go to the supermarket, ask for the produce manager and tell them you want them to buy from local farmers because you want that kind of produce.
Exactly.
So you've got a lot of CISA events coming up. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. So in celebration of this bountiful harvest, we really wanted to work with restaurants, and we reached out to the restaurants in the Local Hero program to see if they would either plan an event that would highlight the local food or if they already had one on the agenda. And I asked Jake to come because he also has an event happening, a farm-to-table dinner, which is happening September 3rd at Crimson and Clover Farm. And he does these pretty frequently. He's going to also have one in, I think, October. That will be at Brookfield Farm. This coming Monday, we have a Meet the Farmer dinner at Bistro Le Gras. And you'll get a chance to not only enjoy a delicious all-local meal, but you'll get to hear from the Kitchen Garden Farm, River Rock Farm, and What Share Distribution about how the whole system food chain works of growing it, distributing it, and then using it at the restaurant. And tonight, CISA is holding a food and farm trivia night at Taylor's Tavern Restaurant, 7 o'clock. So come on down.
Farmer Dan, Jake, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for thinking about bringing me tomatoes.
next year on your birthday, I'll get it for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, Devon Whitney Deal, for talking about CISA. It's something near and dear to my heart.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.